47. John Blake was trying to find out about a pendant that had been stolen from a museum. With his friend, Mary Green, he went to see Miss Haverhill, who had once owned the pendant. The old lady told them that she had picked Scarface's pocket and now had the pendant again. Scarface was the man who had stolen the pendant from the museum. Suddenly, he appeared. He had a gun, and he made Miss Haverhill give him the stolen pendant. But she threw a bottle at him as he left the house. She hit him, and he fell down unconscious. John and Mary ran to get the pendant, but they found Mr. Fawcett, Scarface's uncle, standing beside him. Mr. Fawcett took the pendant and said, "I have got the pendant, the book, and the diamonds, and now I'm going to leave the country." But John didn't give in. "You won't get away," he said. But Mary warned him, "He's got a gun," and they ran into the house. Shots were fired, but they missed John and Mary, as it was nearly dark. Then they tried to see if Mr. Fawcett was still there. "If I can open the door, I'll peep out," John said. He wanted to peep out, to look out for a minute. He opened the door and peeped out. He could see Mr. Fawcett running towards his car. "We mustn't let him escape," John said to Mary.
"What's happened?"
"A prisoner has escaped. He's got out of the prison. He must be found at once. The whole town is in danger."
"How could he have escaped? How could he have got away?"
"Who knows? He's escaped, and he must be found as soon as possible."
"We mustn't let him escape," John said to Mary. "We must follow him."
"Tom, we must stop here. We mustn't go on."
"Why ever not?"
"Because of mustn't."
"Well, then listen."
"It's terribly dark here. I must light a match. I can't see a thing."
"Oh, no, for goodness sake. We mustn't light a match. I can smell gas. The room is full of gas. You mustn't light a match or we'll all be blown up."
"You won't get away."
"Won't I?"
"He's got a gun. Look out!"
"Run into the house."
"Shut the door."
"He didn't hit you, did he?"
"No. It's nearly dark, so he missed us. Is he still there?"
"If I can open the door, I'll peep out."
"Be careful."
"He's running away. He's running towards that car. We mustn't let him escape."
"He has a gun."
"He fired 6 times. His gun's empty. Come on, we must follow him."
"In my car."
"Yes, in your car. Hurry."
Mr. Fawcett got away with the pendant, but John was determined. "We mustn't let him escape," he said. "We must follow him." So they got into Mary's car and drove after him. When they had gone, the detective arrived at Miss Haverhill's house and talked to her and Scarface. Scarface came round and asked, "Who are you?" The detective answered, "I am a detective and I'm going to charge you with murder." That is, the detective will arrest Scarface for murder as he thinks he murdered Mr. Egg and will accuse him of it.
"The man with the scar. I hit him with a bottle. There he is."
"What's hit me?"
"A bottle hit you."
"If I hadn't thrown it, he'd have got away."
"Who are you?"
"I'm a detective, and I'm going to charge you with murder. I warn you that anything you say..."
"You'll use it as evidence, I know. Well, I haven't killed anybody."
"Somebody killed Mr. Egg."
"If I'd killed anybody, I wouldn't have come here. If I'd killed anybody, I'd have run."
"You stole a cigarette lighter, didn't you?"
"I gave it to my uncle. I thought it would be useful."
"It had your fingerprints on it. The glass case at the museum had your fingerprints on it, too. I'm going to arrest you."
I'll tell you everything. My uncle killed Mr. Egg."
"Tell me what you know. If you don't, you'll be charged with murder."
"I stole the pendant for Mr. Egg. He said he'd pay me well. Then I saw that young fool at the museum. I thought he'd be blamed. So I kept the pendant and sent Mr. Egg to the young man."
At first, the detective thought that Scarface had killed Mr. Egg. "I'm going to charge you with murder," he said. But Scarface hadn't killed Mr. Egg. "I haven't killed anybody," he replied. "I stole the pendant for Mr. Egg. Then I saw that young fool at the museum." He meant John. John had been at the museum when he had stolen the pendant. Seeing John there, Scarface had an idea. I thought he would be blamed, so I kept the pendant and sent Mr. Egg to the young man.
Oh, the lamp. You've knocked down the lamp.
You can't blame me for it. It's not my fault. There's such a mess in this room that I simply can't move. I'm not to blame.
Then who is to blame?
You, of course. You've only yourself to blame. Why didn't you put the lamp back in its place?
Well, Scarface thought John would be blamed for stealing the pendant. He had been there when the pendant was stolen. Mr. Egg also thought John Blake had stolen it. The detective said, Mr. Egg believed John Blake had stolen it, didn't he?
Mr. Egg believed John Blake had stolen it, did he? But why did Mr. Egg want the pendant?
He'd read the diary.
What diary?
He bought the diary from me. It was a diary written by a jeweler. The jeweler who made the pendant.
It said there were diamonds in the pendant. They were hidden in a secret compartment.
And you had the pendant?
But Egg had the book. I couldn't open the pendant without the book.
Why didn't you break the pendant?
I wanted to take the diamonds, then return the pendant. If you'd found the pendant, you'd have stopped the search.
Yes, but now I'm looking for a murderer.
My uncle did it. I told him I'd stolen the pendant. He said he was going to get the diary. He wanted some of the diamonds. I told him I'd share them.
Well, Mr. Egg had the diary that said there were diamonds in the secret compartment of the pendant. Scarface had the pendant, but he couldn't open the secret compartment. Why didn't you break the pendant? The detective asked. I wanted to take the diamonds, then return the pendant, Scarface replied, meaning he wanted to put the pendant back. If you had found the pendant, you would have stopped the search. He thought that if they had found the pendant, they wouldn't have gone on looking for the thief, and then he would have got away with the diamonds. He promised Mr. Fawcett, his uncle, he would share the diamonds with him if he got the diary. He promised to share the diamonds, that is, to give half of them to Mr. Fawcett.
Two single rooms for tonight, please.
I'm afraid we've only got a double room.
Never mind, we'll share it then. John, how about going to Spain this summer?
It's rather expensive to get there.
We might join Kathy and Peter. They plan to go in August.
That's a good idea. If we share the expenses, it will be much cheaper.
Mr. Fawcett said he was going to get the diary, but he wanted some of the diamonds. I told him I'd share them, Scarface said.
I told him I'd share them.
So your uncle helped you, and you helped your uncle. You were accomplices.
Yes, we were accomplices.
You're in trouble.
My uncle didn't say he was going to kill Egg.
Now your uncle has the diary, the pendant, and the diamonds.
He drove away. I saw him.
We'll catch him.
Perhaps Mr. Blake will catch him first.
Mr. Blake is at home.
Oh, no. I saw him follow Mr. Fawcett. The young lady was with him. They followed Mr. Fawcett in the young lady's car.
Oh, no.
The detective was looking for Mr. Egg's murderer. Scarface and Mr. Fawcett were accomplices. They helped each other in the crime. But Scarface didn't know about the murder. My uncle didn't say he was going to kill Mr. Egg, he said. The detective knew that Fawcett had the diary, the pendant, and the diamonds. Miss Haverall said, he drove away. Perhaps Mr. Blake will catch him first. Well, a little later, there'll be more of the story. But now... Exercise 1. He stole the diary.
I didn't know he was going to steal it.
He killed Mr. Egg.
I didn't know he was going to kill him.
John and Mary followed Mr. Fawcett.
I didn't know they were going to follow him.
Your accomplice fired at them.
I didn't know he was going to fire at them.
The detective charged him with murder.
I didn't know he was going to charge him with murder.
He took her car.
I didn't know he was going to take it.
She shared her home with friends.
I didn't know she was going to share it with friends.
He read my letter.
I didn't know he was going to read it.
They stopped the search.
I didn't know they were going to stop it.
Exercise 2. Listen to the example.
If we don't hurry, he'll escape.
Then let's hurry. We mustn't let him escape.
If we don't apologize, she'll leave.
Then let's apologize. We mustn't let her leave.
If we don't stop them, they'll drive away.
Then let's stop them. We mustn't let them drive away.
If we don't lock the door, he'll steal things.
Then let's lock the door. We mustn't let him steal things.
If we don't run, they'll catch us.
Then let's run. We mustn't let them catch us.
If we don't hide, she'll find us.
Then let's hide. We mustn't let her find us.
If we don't answer the door, they'll break it.
Then let's answer it. We mustn't let them break it.
If we don't return his books, he'll take them by force.
Then let's return them. We mustn't let him take them by force.
Exercise 3.
Tell everything. Otherwise, you will be charged with murder. If you hadn't told everything, you'd have been charged with murder.
Return the pendant. Otherwise, they'll go on searching. If you hadn't returned the pendant, they'd have gone on searching.
Follow him, otherwise he'll escape again. If you hadn't followed him, he'd have escaped again.
Run as hard as you can, otherwise they'll catch you. If you hadn't run as hard as you could, they'd have caught you.
Give me the key, otherwise I'll break the door. If you hadn't given me the key, I'd have broken the door.
Help the police, otherwise they'll stop the search. If you hadn't helped the police, they'd have stopped the search.
Warn them in time, otherwise they'll get into trouble. If you hadn't warned them in time, they'd have got into trouble.
Stop this exercise, otherwise I'll fall asleep. If you hadn't stopped this exercise, I'd have fallen asleep.
Now, here's our story once again. John and Mary were talking to Mr. Fawcett outside Miss Haverall's house.
You won't get away.
Won't I?
He's got a gun.
Run into the house.
Shut the door.
He didn't hit you, did he?
No. It's nearly dark, so he missed us. Is he still there?
If I can open the door, I'll peep out.
Be careful.
He's running away. He's running towards that car. We mustn't let him escape.
He has a gun.
He fired 6 times. His gun's empty. Come on, we must follow him.
In my car?
Yes, in your car. Hurry.
The man with the scar. I hit him with a bottle. There he is.
Oh, what's hit me?
a bottle hit you?
If I hadn't thrown it, he'd have got away.
Who are you?
I'm a detective, and I'm going to charge you with murder. I warn you that anything you say...
You'll use it as evidence, I know. Well, I haven't killed anybody.
Somebody killed Mr. Egg.
If I'd killed anybody, I wouldn't have come here. If I'd killed anybody, I'd have run.
You stole a cigarette lighter, didn't you?
I gave it to my uncle. I thought it would be useful.
It had your fingerprints on it. The glass case at the museum had your fingerprints on it, too. I'm going to arrest you.
I'll tell you everything. My uncle killed Mr. Egg.
Tell me what you know. If you don't, you'll be charged with murder.
I stole the pendant for Mr. Egg. He said he'd pay me well. Then I saw that young fool at the museum. I thought he'd be blamed. So I kept the pendant and sent Mr. Egg to the young man.
Mr. Egg believed John Blake had stolen it, did he? But why did Mr. Egg want the pendant?
He'd read the diary.
What diary?
He bought the diary from me. It was a diary written by a jeweler, the jeweler who made the pendant.
It said there were diamonds in the pendant. They were hidden in a secret compartment.
And you had the pendant?
But Egg had the book. I couldn't open the pendant without the book.
Why didn't you break the pendant?
I wanted to take the diamonds, then return the pendant. If you'd found the pendant, you'd have stopped the search.
Yes, but now I'm looking for a murderer.
My uncle did it. I told him I'd stolen the pendant. He said he was going to get the diary. He wanted some of the diamonds. I told him I'd share them.
So your uncle helped you, and you helped your uncle. You were accomplices.
Yes. We were accomplices.
You're in trouble.
My uncle didn't say he was going to kill Egg.
Now your uncle has the diary, the pendant, and the diamonds.
He drove away. I saw him.
We'll catch him.
Perhaps Mr. Blake will catch him first.
Mr. Blake is at home.
Oh, no. I saw him follow Mr. Fawcett. The young lady was with him. They followed Mr. Fawcett in the young lady's car.
Oh, no.
Are the young people in danger?
Of course they are. Oh, the young fools.
If they try to catch Fawcett, he'll kill them.